This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. We'll begin with a developing story. Law enforcement say U.S. actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director of a film on a set in New Mexico. The incident happened on the set of Russ in the southwestern U.S. state. Baldwin is playing the lead in the 19th century Western. Halnea Hutchins and Joel Sousa shot when a prop gun firearm was discharged by Baldwin, according to the sheriff in Santa Fe. Hutchins was transported to the hospital by helicopter, where she died of her wounds, while Sousa is being treated for his injuries. No charges have been filed thus far, with the case is being investigated with witnesses' interviews going on. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest. The U.S. House of Representatives voting Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional inquiry into the January 6 rioting at the U.S. Capitol. A handful of Republican lawmakers joined Democrats in voting against Bannon. The citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. Democrats on the investigative committee argued that Bannon should not be allowed to ignore their subpoena for his testimony about his role in the mayhem at the Capitol and his conversations with former President Donald Trump. But one Republican opposed the contempt citation. Representative Jim Banks contended the committee members were abusing their power to put Bannon in prison and accused the panel of conducting a sham investigation. More than 600 people have been charged with an array of offenses in the January 6th insurrection. This is VOA News. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said Thursday that people could choose a different company's brand for that next shot. Certain people who received Pfizer's vaccination months ago are already eligible for a booster. The advisor said certain Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients should qualify too. The Food and Drug Administration had already authorized such an expansion of the nation's booster campaign, but the CDC has the final word on who should roll up their sleeves. That ruling is expected soon. The United States on Thursday marked the successful distribution of 200 million COVID-19 vaccines to more than 100 countries, a move the White House says fulfills President Joe Biden's vow to become the world's arsenal of vaccine. The U.S. Agency for International Development said it also is working to help provide nations in need with related items and support, such as testing, treatment, and protective equipment. Last week, the White House announced it was donating 17 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, bringing the total donation to the 55-state body to 50 million doses. Globally, the coronavirus has killed 4.9 million people in under 2 years, according to the World Health Organization. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles has resigned. Charles made the announcement hours after a video surfaced on Haitian social media of Wilson Joseph, the leader of the 400 Mewozo gang, threatening Prime Minister Ariel Henry and the police chief during what appeared to be an outdoor funeral. Joseph also threatened to kill the 17 missionaries he kidnapped on Saturday if his demands are not met. 400 Mewozo, one of Haiti's most violent gangs, kidnapped 17 missionaries, 16 Americans, and a Canadian, including children, while they were visiting an orphanage. The gang is demanding $1 million ransom for each person. Haitian media reported that France Elby, the Inspector General of the National Police, will replace Charles as chief. And the day after high-level talks in Colombia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing Friday a regional partnership to address deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. He said the U.S. will give the much-needed financial assistance to help manage protect areas and indigenous territories and will help scale up low-carbon agricultural practices to farmers throughout the Amazon. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.